Yes, very much so. As you know, we have had a meeting out on site at both Killay and Carrigans, and attended by the senior roads engineer, the roads design team, the roads safety officer, and also Garda Inspector Michael Harrison. And the view was to improve the traffic safety within these two villages. Now, the plan for Killay is to carry out a complete audit of the traffic movement within the village along with speed counts, and then put in place the appropriate measures at the appropriate locations depending on the results of the audit. The plan for Carrigans, as you know they have started, is to carry on with the works that have commenced on the dairy side, and then to improve the road camber along with camming measures on the St Johnson side, then finishing up with certain speed cautions within the village itself, so this will physically slow the traffic down within the village once and for all, Catherine.
This is major news for both villages, particularly after a long, lengthy campaign. It goes to show that perseverance really does pay off here.
Yeah, but there is the appropriate channels that you have to follow through. You know, we have to get to the people at the very top before we can get anything done. So with all of the items that we have been highlighting, I brought up a motion at the council chamber, and it is then that they're starting to react on it. I know the council are stretched out at times, but we have to look at the traffic camming in every village within the county.
But in terms of both Killay and Carrigans, progress does seem to be finally being made here.
Progress has definitely been made within them two villages on that border, because there is a serious amount of traffic that are going through them, both them villages, and they do need calm down.